Communications. Could you please invite the first individual, please?
Mm-hmm. Item 658, request of Francisco Holdman to address council regarding home.
The microphone slides around. When you have about 30 seconds left, you'll see the yellow light light up. When your time is done, it's the red light.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Francisco Holdman. I'm an employee of the Multnomah County Library. While researching the right to return for a patron, I discovered that what the Oregonian called zombie houses, and I was interested in purchasing these zombie houses for the amount that is owed and converting them to a low-income Section 8 housing. Oh. Also, as I was researching this, I found that there's surplus properties from the Water Bureau, and I would also like to develop these properties into low-income housing and veteran housing, or disabled veteran housing. I found that the easiest way to approach the city council would be to come here and speak, because just to approach you individually, there's a long wait to get scheduled unless you're an organization, and I don't currently have an organization, but I would form an organization if this was feasible. I know it's just a drop in the bucket. It's not a lot of housing, but as anyone has known, drops in a bucket can eventually fill the bucket. It's a complicated issue solving homelessness, but this could be one of the processes to reduce homelessness in Portland. So if that's even something that the city can do, I know if you want to sell it to developers for a profit, but developers are going to develop the properties for the highest amount of profit, and that's not going to be to serve low-income people. So that's basically it. If you think that that's something we can work on, I would just like to be able to meet with you in person and develop a plan to make this happen. That's it.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you very much. I worked on the zombie houses with Commissioner Saltzman and Mayor Hales, mm-hmm. and it turns out it's a lot more complicated due to state laws about what the process has to be to make sure that property owners are not unfairly having their property taken. And then it has to go through like a year's wait, and there has to be a process for offering it on the open market.
Yes, we saw that, and we don't want to take any properties away from people that want to maintain their properties and try to keep them. We're just, if the original owners are not going to pay for them, then we'd like the opportunity to use that housing to develop for low income.
We have actually, for the first time in decades, gone through that process, and it turns out that once the foreclosure process seems to be in earnest, many of the owners do show up and start making the changes to their property, so it hasn't resulted in as many actual turning over the property into more productive uses. And regarding the surplus Water Bureau properties and Environmental Services, Commissioner Fish is out today, but he would tell you that he established a process for declaring those properties surplus when they are. And again, it has to go through a full process of, unfortunately, it does have to go to the highest bidder because of the rates having purchased the property. They have to get as much return on those properties, but they can't dedicate them to affordable housing.
Well, I understand that, but I also understand that, we're trying to solve a problem. And if, going to the highest bidder just makes the problem worse, which it will, because they're not going to make low-income housing. So,
I know Commissioner Fish shares your frustration because he has been working on the affordable housing crisis for a very long time. And so I'm sure he'll continue looking into that, and I appreciate your coming to talk to us about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to thank you for your initiative, and if you'd like a further follow-up question on these issues to get a little more detail, since you took the initiative, I think it's the least we can do. I don't know who is actually – I guess Jennifer is staffing these. Wave your hand again, Jennifer, so he can see you. We'll connect you with the appropriate person in our office who deals with these housing-related issues.
Okay.
And you can dive as deeply as you want to.
All right.
But, I think your ideas are good and they're sound, and I agree with Commissioner Fritz. There are unfortunately formidable obstacles in both of those cases, but
right.
We should at least have the conversation, and what the heck, maybe new ideas will be spurred.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.